Nice to see everyone again. I hope that you all are thinking of how you can make advancement in Christian consciousness using your plan-making abilities in that way to manage your life skillfully so that you increase your attraction for Krishna and decrease your susceptibility to being infected by material nature. Material nature means infection. Karnam gunasamrasya sadasadhyamindamusya. As you proceed through material life, doing what you think are ordinary activities, working, playing, supporting your family, studying, whatever, as you make your way through material life, you are becoming infected. Because material existence is a diseased expression of life. It's a diseased situation. So, if you loiter in a diseased situation, then you'll most likely catch some germs. And that is what happens. Krishna explains in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. You make your way through life, but what you don't realize is going on is that you're picking up so many viruses. And these add to what you're already bringing from previous births. And the sum total makes it so that it's very difficult for you to understand Krishna. Because we become covered with so many contaminations. All while we think we are living a normal, innocent life. Not too good, not too bad, like everybody thinks about themselves. I'm not a saint, I'm not a sinner, it's just right, you know, a good blend. So, regardless of this sentiment that we have in our hearts about ourselves, the fact is we are becoming contaminated by our association with material nature. That's why a devotee always has plans how to cleanse his or her existence. That means you actually have to monitor your life so that you don't take on any influences that are unwanted. Therefore, association with strong devotees is very important because they'll help to monitor you. We should always surround ourselves with devotees who are eager to hear and chant the glories of Krishna. When you are around devotees who are eager to decrease their Krishna consciousness, eager to become attracted to each other, then you notice you feel exhausted in your presence and you start to become bewildered. But when you associate with devotees who want to go back to God, then you feel exhilarated. You feel uplifted. Now we need to create the association of devotees who can uplift each other and uplift others by dynamic association. For Lord Chaitanya's satisfaction, we need a continuous supply of persons who will take responsibility in Krishna consciousness for spreading the message of one's own. I wish that all of you can do that. Become qualified to uplift others in Krishna consciousness. By doing that, you'll become more Krishna conscious. By taking responsibility for others, you'll be naturally inclined to take more responsibility for yourself. So, there's unlimited work to be done in spreading the message of Lord Krishna. So you all should think how you can play your part in this greatest expression of love. That is, distributing the message of Lord Krishna. You should associate with those who are eager to glorify Krishna. Eager to serve Krishna. In that way, your life is successful. Bhagavatam says you should mold your life so that 24 hours a day you can't live without hearing Krishna's voice. Then you know your life is successful. I hope you all constantly strive for that kind of lifestyle management. Then your hearts will be fulfilled. That's what I was speaking about tonight in the temple room. People want fulfillment for their heart. They need to recognize that their hearts are full of desires. And mainly, what is it that the heart wants? Love, emotional fulfillment, and pleasure. That's what the heart wants. These inclinations are the natural desires of the soul. But such desires cannot be successfully fulfilled through the material body. These desires can only be fulfilled in connection to Krishna. Therefore, I was saying tonight, we don't deny the desire for pleasure or love, but we actually arrange for people to get love and pleasure by connecting them to Krishna. That's the only honest thing to do. You may think you can help somebody, but what can you do except give them Krishna consciousness? Give them the opportunity for Krishna consciousness. That's the best you can do for anyone. That's the most honest thing. I hope my desire is you will use each other for developing the increased desire to work. To fulfill Srila Prabhupada's mission in this world, Krishna conscious movement, the worldwide Krishna conscious movement, can inspire people to decrease their material attachments and begin their spiritual attachments. Very exciting to be spiritually attached. Sometimes I comment about how devotees, they may unnecessarily live in some kind of void, like they. I'm not attached to any material. That's it for me. I'm just kind of live like a stone and live in my own private world. Can't be attached to matter, so what else is there to do? What else is there to do? Become attached to Krishna. Don't just seal yourself off. Come alive in devotional service. And then your heart will attain. Seek to increase your attachment to Krishna by increasing your attachment to the Holy Name, increasing your attachment to devotional service, increasing your attachment to studying Srila Prabhupada's books, increase your attachment for associating with sincere devotees. In this way, your devotional life becomes more productive, becomes more fruitful. You all do that. Now, don't waste time. Prabhupada always told us that. Don't waste time. Don't waste a moment. You can always chant Hare Krishna, read the books, in any spare moment you have. Don't feel guilty. Oh, there's nothing else to do now. I'll just chant Hare Krishna. You can do it. My hope is that at least some of you, not all, at least some of you will become qualified very soon to counsel others in Krishna consciousness, to show them the benefits of absorbing yourself in devotional service. That's my goal. That way, things increase. The mercy increases. As Chaitanya Charitamrita says, the universe is already flooded with Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya has done his work, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, making obvious what has already been done. And I hope that you all seriously consider this and do the necessary to qualify. Try to understand Srila Prabhupada's mission. What his goals, spiritual desires, let's try our best to perform. Any questions? How do you know you're following?
Aquí la imagen de mi
What are you doing?
My question actually is, I don't know if I'm very successful in my job, and I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Well, you're single, right?
Yes.
How old are you?
32.
32. So you're thinking that maybe you may want to marry? Well, that's a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
You should, at the age of 32, you should definitely deal with this. So you discuss with the temple president. Certainly it's easier if you can remain brahmacharya or become a brahmacharya.
Then it's easier.
Your life is certainly easier. But in this world, generally, man wants woman, woman wants man, and so there are complications. But the basic situation, still, it can be used in Krishna's service. Nevertheless, it is a bit of a complication.
Would you say that?
Bit of a complication.
Would you say that? Tell the truth.
It's just one of those things, one of those ashrams that you pass through. So, yes, at 32, you should certainly be thinking what you're going to do. You're living here. So, one thing you should understand is that Vihastha life means some kind of money. So, you know.
I have to mitigate something that I can imagine. But, I don't want to go into anything until I'm ready.
Who is advising you here?
Nobody right now.
Well, you go talk to the temple principal. He's expert in Vihastha if you're thinking of entering Vihastha. You go talk to Sovastra Guru. Hear about the realities. Ha 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 ha. Find someone who will inspire you to increase your service to Krishna and decrease your attachment to life. It's not a sentimental thing. Find someone who will motivate you to get out of Maya and advance in Krishna consciousness. Whether he's from India or England or whatever, find someone who can inspire you to get out of illusion and into Krishna service. Okay?
I'm such a pilot.
Hey. I have no good qualities. Ask them all, they'll tell you. Discuss with Savas what your future is, what service do you do? You go over your plans with him. You can also talk with me. But if you want to be an upstanding member of this community, then I'd be glad to try and help you. We have all upstanding members of this community. Never do sacred things. Absolutely sacred. thing and tell you. Everyone thinks, I know me, I know my desires, I know what I like. But it's actually not true. People are so bewildered. As I was explaining tonight, inside their head there's this whirlwind full of all sorts of debris, all sorts of garbage, which they identify as their thoughts, their emotions, their goals. People really aren't in touch with themselves. You know what I mean? They have so many things blowing around their head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me. That's my thing. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Yeah.
We were talking about that with people, you know, maybe at some party or, you know, just talking, you know, like you're doing.
Yeah, I think, and yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what I like.
It's just all, they're all just opinions and perceptions formed through the contact with material nature. They're infections that you pick up. And you say, yeah, this germ, that's me. And that's where I'm at. But we really don't know who we are and where, what we like. No. Give yourself a chance to become purified in your subconscious. And everything. All right, so you should let me take some rest. The airplane all last night. 7 hour plane ride. Plane ride to Dallas. 3 hours from Dallas. But I'm really, what I'm worried about is I'm going to be chained up with this. I want to give my best attention. So although I love to stay up and talk all night with you all, that will happen tomorrow. I want to be my best consciousness and chained up with this. To organize my life, I want to achieve that goal. Also another way of saying that you all should do the same thing. If you are serious about chanting Hare Krishna nicely, you've got to pay the price for that. And I hope you all are serious about chanting Hare Krishna. That's the main thing necessary for producing a community of strong devotees. Persons who are dedicated to the Maha Mantra. Do you chant in the temple? Or are you watching?
I
can't do
that.
Oh, really? That's right. All right. Thank you very much. Where are you staying at?